Yevamoth Yerushalmi, correspond to Yevamoth Babli, Dach Lamed Hei. Begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Beis Med Aleph, the beginning of the fourth Perek, Perek HaChoyletz. Choyletz Levim Toi V'Nimthus Muberes V'Yalda. If one did Chalitza to his Yevama, and she was found to be pregnant, and she gave birth, V'Man Shavlad Shokayama, who Muta B'Kuriseha, V'Hi Muteres B'Kuivav, V'Loi Paslim Nekuhona. If the baby is viable, the Chalitza was meaningless, the Yavam may marry her relatives, she may marry his relatives, and she wasn't disqualified from the Kohuna. The man she ain't a Vlad Shakayama, who also requires her, but he asura, because of a possum in the Kohuna. If the baby is not viable, it was miscarried, he's forbidden to her relatives, and she's forbidden to his relatives, and disqualified from Kohuna. And the Gemara says, Beshaava habet chilalai. The Gemara infers that it says that she was found to be pregnant. If she was known to be pregnant, it's b'dievet to do chalitza. Ideally, it's forbidden. We'll bring support from a mission later on. A Yevama may not do Yibim or Chalitza until 3 months from the death of her husband. The Gemara asks she should be able to do Chalitza immediately, no matter what, because in Ben Kayamahu, Leinogaba Chalitza, in Ben Kayamahu, Hare Chalitza Sabiyada. Because if the fetus is viable, the chalitza was meaningless. And if it was not viable, then she did a valid chalitza. Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem, Rabbi Bun, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Shulei Tehei Sricha, Kuz, Lekahona. The answer says Rabbi Zera, quoting Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Bun, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that is, lest she give birth to a viable baby and she needs an announcement that the chalitza was invalid and that she's permitted to the kahuna. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yaakov, Ba'idi, B'Shem, Rabbi Hoshe, Shletei Sricha, Kuz, Lekahona. And also Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yaakov, Ba'idi, quoting Rabbi Hoshe, said that it's left if you need an announcement for Kohona. Finally, Rabbi Hoshe, Man, Me'en Yavmi, At, Sha'oimim Loi Yabeim, Oimim Loi Chalitz. Es Shveis, Sha'inim Loi Yabeim, Ein Oim Loi Chalitz. And Rabbi Hoshe gives another answer from Rabbi Isa, Me'en Yavmi, tells us that Pasuk in Drum, Chafei Pasuk Zayim, my Yavim refused. Meaning we learn from that one whom we tell to do Yibim, we tell him, if you don't want, then you need to do Chalitza. One whom we do not tell do Yibim, meaning within 3 months, we don't tell him, do Chalitza. Ma nafami b'nehoin, what's the difference between these answers? Haifa kashira v'nishalla, kagoin almana l'kain godl, gush v'chulz l'kain hedjet, mandama shalaita hei sricha kuz l'kuhuna, v'zu hoil v'ein sricha kuz l'kuhuna, choiletzes. The Gemara answers that if she was kashira and became a chalala, means she, let's say a widow, have a relation with a kain godl, or divorcee, or chalutza, to a regular kain, the one who says it's lest she need an announcement for kuhuna, since she does not need an announcement for kuhuna in any case, because she's possible, then she may do chalitza. Manda ama es sha'imim lay yibim, oimim lay chalitz, and then she say, ene chalitzes. The one who says, one who we tell do yibim, we tell do chalitza, she does not do chalitza. Chalitz, v'soich shlesh chadoshim, ma'u shetei sricha la'acha shlesh chadoshim. The Gemara asks, if he did chalitza within 3 months, does she need chalitza after 3 months? Nishmim in ador, katana shechalza tachlitz, mishitagdil v'im lay chalza, chalitzasa kasheva. We learn from the following Mishnah, if a minor did Chalitza, she repeats Chalitza after she matures. If she did not do Chalitza again, her Chalitza was valid. Rabbi Mana Amar La'astam, Rabbi Yitzhak Boi Debchia, Mati Bar B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Mehi. Rabbi Mana and Rabbi Yitzhak Boi Debchia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that this is like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Amar, In Cholsin, Ve'mi Yabmim, Etz HaKatana, Shema Tim Tzailness. Meir said we don't do chalitza or yibim with a minor girl, lest she be found to be an einless to whom chalitza and yibim do not apply. Madat Omar Taman afalpi shecholza choyletzes, vachanami afalpi shecholza choyletzes. There that even though she did chalitza and it was kosher, we see now that she's not an einless, she does chalitza again. Also here, even though she did chalitza and it was kosher, if we now see that she's not pregnant, she does again. Yudin by Cholatz La Moberes Vehepila. Yudin asked, if one did Chalitza to a pregnant woman and she miscarried, what's the law? If you're in Ador, let's learn it from the following by Sahawei, Shemeis Veniach Esishto Moberes Yochotei Zekuka Veyavim. If one died and left his wife pregnant, perhaps she's a cooker to Yibu. Amen Loima, We learn from the Pasuk then, Vram Chafei Pasuk Vav, and his name will not be erased from Yisrael. This excludes this man whose name is not erased, as he'll have a child. Yachol Tehei Muteres Yenasi, perhaps she may remarry immediately. Tamar Leima, Lahakim, Laachiv Shem Yisrael, Ashadeida Im Ben Kayamahu, Im Eina Ben Kayama. And reject that from what it says in the Pasuk, in order to establish for his brother a name in Yisrael. Means she may not marry until you know whether the fetus is a viable fetus or not. Yachol af ishes suris tehe sri chalibim. Perhaps even the wife of a suris who is sterile needs chalit or yibim. Abelay mauli imche shmoi b'yisol, es she'ein shmoi mochoi yotzeh, she'seh shmoi mochoi. The pasuk again says, and his name will not be erased from Yisol, when his name would not be erased had he lived. And this excludes this man whose name anyway would be erased because he's not going to have any offspring. Perhaps a pregnant woman, Sora, may remarry immediately. And she say now, Tamar Loima, Lahakim Laachim Shem Yisol, Achiteta in Ben Kayamahu, Imena Ben Kayama. And reject that from the same Pasuk, to establish a name for his brother in Yisol. She may not marry until you know whether the fetus is viable or not. And she say now, Mikan Amu, Hakonis, Yivim Toyu, Nimsis, Moberis, From here they say that if one married into Yibam with his Yivama and she was found to be pregnant, that her Tzora may not marry until you know that the fetus is viable, because if it is viable, the relations do not exempt, and a child is not exempt until he goes out from the womb into the world. This is like you say that if she was pregnant, her Tzora may not marry until you know how she's permitted through pregnancy with a viable fetus or through relations. After Chalitza Kain, Chalitza Potter or Bia Potter, the same applies to Chalitza. Chalitza exempts and relations exempt. Just like you say about relations, her Tzora may not marry until you know whether or not the fetus is viable. So you say the same thing about Chalitza.